of the City of Baker School Board is being called to order. Good evening. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito over here to my right and submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow only 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone an opportunity to comment. I will now call roll. Ms. Butler?
Present.
Mrs. Burgess? Present. Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Perkins?
Here.
And Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Joyce Burgess to do the silent meditation, or an oral meditation, as I've said before. This is not church, but how many of you all know that we always need good prayers? And I would like to ask Mrs. Perkins if she would do the Pledge of Allegiance. Let us stand, please. Bow your heads with me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads us beside the still waters. Father, we come to you tonight, and we ask your blessings upon this meeting. We pray your peace, O God. We pray your presence, Father. We pray for wisdom, O God, and we pray for understanding. I pray for each person assembled here tonight that you bless them and bless their families. Watch over all of us, God. But Lord, we pray mostly and ask you so wholeheartedly that you would help us and guide us to do what is good for the children of the City of Baker School System. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I would like to welcome all of our visitors. I always look forward to coming to our school board meetings because it gives us an opportunity to do good things in this city. And I'm so grateful that you have come to our meeting tonight to partake of the good things that will happen in the City of Baker school system. Tonight we have recognitions. Baker Heights pre-kindergarten teachers and paraprofessionals early childhood class scores. Mrs. Bailey.
Good evening, everyone. As the pre-K supervisor, I just wanted to let everyone in the room be able to recognize our pre-K teachers as well as the paraprofessionals at Baker Heights Elementary. It has been an excellent year for those teachers and paras and most of all those students. The pre-K teachers and paras are observed twice a year from an outside agency and as well as PCAR. So during that observation, there's a rubric and the score goes up to 7.0. So our first semester, we had observations, and during that time period, we ranged anywhere between 4.0 all the way up to 5 point something. But with some little changes, some little tweaks, and the determination of our teachers and paras, along with Ms. Como, is Ms. Como here? Along with Ms. Como, the principal, as well as Ms. Desiree Collins, who is our lead coach from East Baton Rouge Parish school system, as well as she's our Baker Council person, right? So, Ms. Desiree Collins, I want you to come up at this time as well, because our teachers and parents could not have made the gains that they did, but coming from the first semester with ranging from 4.0 to the high fives, every teacher and para scored above a 6.0 for the second semester. There, Ms. Como. Come on, Ms. Como.
All right.
Come on up. Which is considered excellent in the eyes of the PCARD Center for pre-K scores. And I would just like to say before Ms. Como comes up, come on, Ms. Como. I would just like to say that is a hard observation. Those people stay in your room for one solid hour, and they have four 20-minute cycles that they are observing. And they don't talk to you. They observe, they write. They observe, they write. And they are listening to whatever the teacher says as well as the paraprofessional. And they make notes on all of that. And they're looking at the teacher climate, how caring you are toward the kids. They're looking at the questions, thinking about the types of questions they're answering. And then most of all, they're listening to the feedback that the students are giving and what is the dialogue that the teacher is given to, because they want to keep that open dialogue going back and forth, not just those yes, no answers to the students. So I just want to say hats off to the pre-K teachers and paraprofessionals this year at Baker Heights Pre-K.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I was running, trying to get here. I want to first say everything that Mrs. Bailey said is true, except they stay for 2 hours.
Ooh.
So it's not a quickie observation. We had a challenging year, and no matter the obstacle, no matter the situation, even when our best of the best got a low score the first time, when we came back second semester, we hit the ground running and we were ready. And the importance of this, the reason we share this every time we have an opportunity, is so that the community and so that partners can understand that these babies are a product of this community. And if we can keep them here, and if we can keep cultivating the same energy, the same positivity, guess what? Eventually, they have to get to third grade and test. They have to get to fifth grade. They have to get to high school. And there is no reason why we cannot turn this thing around on the backs of our little babies, because they're doing a fantastic job thanks to our phenomenal teachers in the classroom.
Absolutely.
You know, I call everybody teachers. And Ms. Collins, I'm sure many of you are familiar with her. She is an integral part of what occurs during these observations. She coaches our teachers and ensures that they have the tools, the necessary tools that they need, so that we can remain the excellent program that we are, that we'll pick up and put next to anybody at any school, in any town, on any day.
Very good.
I'm excited to be here today. Hello, everybody. As
Hello.
You said, I'm Desiree Collins, and just a pleasure to come and honor and salute these teachers and the great work that they have done. I wish I had the time, or I thought you had the invested ear, to listen to the story of how they became excellent. But the class tool is not something that it's easy for people to necessarily want to buy into. I want to say that the state of Louisiana made a decision to adopt the class tool, which is called capital CLASS, which is a tool for measurement of high quality experiences in kids. It lays the foundations for learning, and it helps the kids to increase their high quality thinking abilities. And so it was a big challenge for the teachers initially. But when I tell you that each one of the teachers in each one of these pre-K classrooms, including the SPED classroom, was willing to adopt the new practices and to change the way that they traditionally thought about teaching because they understood what was best practices for kids. They did. And it wasn't just evidence because it was a thought or a feeling that I had. It was evidence because of third-party observations that were coming in from the Louisiana Department of Education. So between any one of us, we could go ahead and score our favorite teachers pretty well just because we really like her, right? But what happens is there's a third-party observer that comes in, and as an observer, then their score has to match my score or I lose my certification. Right? And so what was beautiful, regardless of how many people came in and did observations, and sometimes they were observed more than one time by third party because it's kind of like, well, wait a minute, hit it again. Could that be true? Right? And each time they were observed, they did better each time. So I want to give a shout out to them. Now, we had a teacher who had an illness. And so she's been out, and she was replaced by a sub who had no knowledge of this tool. This sub was willing to take on the challenges and to improve her quality of services that were evidenced by her getting a 6 by the second semester for a tool that she just learned about the previous semester. So what that means is that the city of Baker is offering, the Baker school system is offering high-quality early childhood experiences from the foundation of learning. Now, this is not just evidence here in the school system. It's also evidenced by family home providers like Linda Robinson, who keeps kids in her home, but she's gotten academically approved, and she has scored a 6 as well. That's a big deal, right? And she's right here in Baker. And there are child care centers who are here in Baker who are scoring 6. Baker has great things happening, and I'm glad to be here to tell you about the foundation of the work and for Baker and early learners is happening, and this is an excellent place. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Collins. So at this time, we have classroom teacher Linda Tolbert. Come on up to the front. Along with her paraprofessional, Mr. MacArthur Bell.
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations. And you please take the box so you could box it back up to take home. Thank you. Okay, next we have Ms. Chantel Brady. Aww. Along with her paraprofessional, Ms. Carolyn Lewis. Lewis hasn't made it yet. Ms. Lewis is not here yet. Our first year pre-K teacher at Baker High School scored over 6.
Ooh.
Thank you. Congratulations. We next have Ms. Lee Glaser. Along with her paraprofessional, Ms. Chantel Isley Lewis, which is also our support person of the year, Ms. Isley Lewis. It's going to say. Did I get Isley Lewis on that award? Okay. She got married on us mid-year, so. Congratulations. And last, we have Ms. Tina Walker, along with her paraprofessional, Ms. Precious Vincent. Congratulations. And thank you all again. We are truly grateful for these teachers of the classrooms who are preparing those students, and they are definitely ready for kindergarten.
That's all right.
Excellent.
Bye.
Y'all drive safe. The next, are we done, Mrs. Bailey? Okay. The next student recognition that we have our valedictorian, Miss Sarah Evans, but I'm not sure she's here tonight. But we have Mr. Amari Sept and his mom, the salutatorian, and we would like you to come forth so that we can present you with your award. We are so very, very honored by this young man. Let's give him a standing ovation. Mr. Amari Sept. Sept? Yes. Oh, you're going to make me cry. This award is being presented to you as salutatorian of the Baker High School Class of 2024 from the City of Baker School Board, Joyce Burgess, President of the Board, and Mr. J.T. Stroder. Okay, gotta get the tears out of my eyes. Congratulations. And I will make sure that Ms. Sarah Evans, okay, thank you. I will make sure that she gets her award. There's no love like the love of a child. And God knows when you need to be loved. Thank you so much. Approval of the agenda. Are there any comments from members of the public regarding the agenda? Are there any comments from board members regarding the agenda?
Not necessarily the agenda, but I would like to, with all of the good things that's going on in Baker, and we just witnessed the kindergarten celebrations and the valedictorian and salutatorian, I've been inundated with questions about why is it that the public does not have the opportunity to view our agenda and all of the information that goes along with it. So with that being said, just for a point of order, I'm going to ask that we make sure that it's on the website so that they will, the citizens of Baker are the sole reason why we have a school system. Not only do they pay taxes, their children come to our schools, and that's what I was confronted with. And so with that being said, I promised the people that I spoke with that I would make sure that from this night forward that the agenda and all of the information that's pertinent to the agenda is on the website so that they will be able to have their questions or concerns or whatever so they can speak intelligently when they come to the board meetings. So that's just something I wanted to put out there.
I know that the agenda is published usually the Friday.
That's to us.
Or Thursday,
but it's not on
depending.
The, not on the website.
The agenda does go on the website.
It is on their website.
Well, I'll look for it.
The documentation for the agenda is upon request. So
okay.
If anybody wishes
we
to request anything, they can do that based upon a written request.
Would you send, where is it located so I can, I don't mind
the agenda?
The that
we'll leave
it
on
the
link.
Website.
It's
yep,
under
we'll
board.
The link. It's under the board tab.
Yeah,
under
the
board
agenda. Tab.
I don't mind sharing that information, but I didn't know it was there because I looked
yeah.
for it and I didn't see it. I know we get it.
Yeah.
Ms. Debbie sends me the agenda. It's normally Friday before we leave
that's
for the
good.
Day. This, no, she sends it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular time she sent to me on Thursday because we were not here on Friday. So
mm-hmm.
we've been up there since Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But normally it is Friday before the meeting. And it is located on the calendar. So if you go to the calendar for the date, you can see that the agenda is there attached. And it's also attached in the board section underneath the agendas.
Yes, yes.
At the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
And
thank
it
you.
Definitely needs to be up 24 hours before. But we usually get it up before 24 hours. So, but thank you. I would like to entertain a motion for the approval of the agenda.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess, yes. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. Remember, action items. The public may comment on action items. Public comment is limited to 2 minutes per individual. The next item is consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of May 7, 2024. Are there any comments from members of the public regarding approval of the agenda from the school board meeting May 7, 2024? Are there any comments from board members regarding approval of the agenda? I'm sorry, regarding approval of the minutes, rather, from the school board meeting of May 7, 2024? Okay. Then may I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of May 7th, 2024?
I motion in consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of May 7th, 2024.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of minutes from the school board meeting of May 7th, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. The motion carries for the approval of the minutes for the school board meeting of May 7th, 2024. The next agenda item, consideration and approval of City of Baker School Board 2024 amended operating budget. Mrs. Stewart.
Good evening, Madam President, Madam Vice
evening.
President, Superintendent Stroder, members of the board, and everyone in this assembly. In your packet, we have the general fund amended budget for 2024. Looking at your general fund, total revenues, approved budget, $14,919,443. Amended, $14,689,105. Expenditures, total instructional expenditures, $5,569,079. Amended, $5,007,256. Total support services, approved, $6,607,000. $50,945. Total amended, $6,583,554, leaving a net of zero. For special revenue funds, approved budget, $9,526,936.76, amended, $10,206,785.87. That concludes the amended budget for 2024. Are there any questions?
I have a question in reference to the items and the categories that were amended.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get a breakdown of that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Want me to give it to you now? It's in your packet.
If it's, like I said, I'd like everyone to hear it. It shouldn't take that long.
The items that were amended, okay, so each one. Whenever there's a difference in your budget of over 5% or more, you have to do an amended budget. The main one, the major category, was your MFP, and that was due to a decline in enrollment. So the amended amount was your amended from $7,343,144 to $6,629,057. Ad valorem taxes was amended from $2,537,454 to $2,561,07. Sales tax, $4,535,205 to $4,774,437. Supplemental choice sets your supplemental choice allocation was amended from $34,930 to $28,875. Career and development funds, $25,000 to $29,161. Indirect costs, $145,000 to $377,785. For the expenditures, regular programs, $3,939,626 to $3,448,015. Special education programs amended from $826,868 to $887,866. Vocational programs, $181,413 to $190,115. Other instructional programs, $520,005 to $425,705. Special programs, $101,167 to $45,555. People support services, $589,370 to $728,250. Instructional staff support, $306,265 to $178,030. General administration, $983,219 to $870,665. Student transportation services, to $185,375. USDA school food service match, zero to $10,267. Local revenue charter school transfers, $2,689,309 to $3,098,028. Excess of revenues over expenditures, from $110 to zero. For your special revenue funds, Carl Perkins, $15,062 to $20,656. School food service equipment grant, $78,557.74 to zero. IDEA Part B, $218,693 to $246,312. High cost services, zero to $25,281. Special ed preschool, $6,800 to 16, 758. Title 1, 838-570 to 1,354,717. Title 2, 64,850 to 80,068. Title 4, 70,772 to 163,905. School redesign, 353,318 to 455,864. IDEA 611 ARP achievement, $58,624.15 to $21,505. Total special revenue funds, $9,526,936.76 to $10,206,785.8.
Okay, my only other question is the numerical figures that you just gave, is that just includes this past school year?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I need. Thank you.
Any other questions, board members?
Ms. Stewart, that's by categories, and it's already done. But I would like a detailed expenditure report, please.
Yes.
It's already done, so would you just forward that to me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Stewart. Okay, board members, may I get an approval of the City of Acres School Board 2024 amended operating budget? May I have a motion?
I motion of the approval of the City of Acres School Board 2024 amended operating budget.
May I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of the City of Baker School Board 2024 amended operating budget. Good job, Mrs. Stewart. Thank you so much. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes, with a statement. Now, you just asked her for all the information, and she gave it to you, and you still vote no? But go ahead on to the next person.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Ms. Stewart, send me that information, please. No at this time.
Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the approval of the City of Baker School Board 2024 amended operating budget. The motion carries. The next agenda item, consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending April 30th, 2024.
In your package, you also have your financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending April 30th, 2024. Total revenues year to date, $10,113,947.06. Total instructional expenditures, $3,525,012.90. Total expenditures, $9,234,987.48, which leaves the excess of revenues over expenditures of $878,949.58. Capital projects, this is your Baker High Restoration Project. Total revenues, $10,703,053.43. Total expenditures, $10,703,053.43, with a net of zero.
Very good.
Special revenue funds, year-to-date revenue, $722,615.12. Total expenditures, $6,262,084.86. You have receivables as of May 26, 2024 of $2,565,721.74, leaving a deficiency of $132,285.
Mm.
And I want to conclude that those deficiencies, those are claims that we have not processed yet. they're in the queue to be processed.
Very good. Very good. I would like the audience to know that Mrs. Stewart is not just by herself as business manager. We have checks and balances. We have Falk and Winkler, and we have an auditing company that tracks every dollar that is spent. So therefore, that's our accountability. And as a board, with us governing the way the funds are being dispersed, but we are not just doing this on our own. We do have checks and balances. So are there any comments from the public? Are there any board member comments? The next item is, may I get a motion to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending April 30th, 2024?
Acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending April 30th. 2024.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending April 30th, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess, yes. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
I have to make a comment before I vote.
Sure.
You did say that the board is monitoring and we have a group that does this. I've asked for information I still don't have from January. And again, I'm going to vote no, and I'm going to ask Ms. Stewart to please send me that information. Thank you.
Again, your vote is what?
No.
Okay. The motion carries for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending April 30th, 2024. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of Prairie Farms Dairy Bid. Sounds like Little House on the Prairie. For Prairie Farms Dairy Bid for milk and milk products. Is this supposed to be non-food corporations or pond food corporations for frozen foods and processed foods and economical paper and janitorial supplies for supply products for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30th, 2025? Who's up for that? Oh,
she's so short, huh?
Good evening, everyone. In April, the child nutrition program with a budget of $842,753.09 solicited bids for milk and milk products, supplies, frozen and processed foods for the child nutrition program. The milk and milk products bid returned with three responding bidders. The bidders were Borden's Dairy, Klein Peter Dairy, and Prairie Farms. With consideration of approval from the board, Prairie Farms would be the most responsible bidder. We ask that Prairie Farms be awarded the bid. Is Mr. Toots with Prairie Farms still in attendance? Can you stand, please? This is Prairie Farms, Mr. Toots of Prairie Farms.
Where are you located, sir? Hammond? Okay. Alrighty. Ms. Sibley has your contact information in case we need to contact you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Toots. For the frozen and processed foods bid, we had only one responding vendor, and that was Ponds Food Corporation. So with Ponds Food Corporation being the only responsible bidder, we asked with consideration of approval from the board that Ponds Corporation be awarded the bid. Is Ms. Kayla Hull with Ponds in attendance tonight, or any Ponds representative in attendance tonight? No? Okay. Thank you. For the supplies bid, we had only one responding vendor, and that was Economical Janitorial and Paper Supplies. With consideration of approval from the board, we would like Economical Janitorial and Paper Supplies, being the only responsible bidder, we ask that Economical Janitorial and Paper Supplies be awarded the bid. Is Mr. Troy Smith with Economical in attendance tonight? Hi, Mr. Smith.
Hi.
Thank you for attending. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Ms. Sibley has your contact information.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good.
And that is it for the Child Nutrition Department. In April, we also, with a budget of $80,000, solicited bids for the janitorial and chemical supplies for the district, students, and staff. The bid was a line item basis bid, and we had four responsive bidders, but only three were awarded items. So with consideration of approval from the board, Economical Janitorial and Supplies were awarded 38 items. HD Supply Facility and Maintenance Company was awarded 42 items, and a company called Unipet was awarded 2 items. Mr. Troy, again, is with Economical. Miss Bilio, am I pronouncing that right? Miss Norma Bilio with HD Supply. Can you stand for me, please? HD Supply Company is under the umbrella of Home Depot. And is Mr. Marcus with Unipet Corporation in attendance? No? Okay. And so we ask that the board award the janitorial, chemical, and supplies to Economical Janitorial and Paper Supplies, HD Supply, Facilities Maintenance, and Unipet Corporation. Thank you.
Are there any comments from members of the public regarding approving Prairie Farms Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporation for frozen food and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supplies for supply products for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2025? Any public comments? Any board comments?
Is there any reason that those are put together? I'm just asking a question.
It's just going to be...
Not necessarily. No, ma'am. They're separate bids.
Together.
Yes, ma'am. They're just on here.
Two different bids.
Yes, ma'am.
Two different companies.
Yes, ma'am. You have Child Nutrition, and then you have the janitorial. So two separate.
All righty. May I get a motion for approval of Prairie Farms Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supplies for supplies products for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2025. May I get a motion?
I motion for approval of Prairie Farms Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supply for supply products for the period July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Prophet for the approval of Prairie Farms Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supplies for supply products for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30th. 2025. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. The motion carries for the approval of Prairie Farms Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporation for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supplies for supply products for the period ending, for the period beginning, July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2025. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a point of privilege. I would like to ask Ms. Cynthia Grimes to stand. There's an event coming up this Saturday that if any of you have children in your lives, I would encourage you to allow these children to be a part of this very significant event. It's called Adult Skills for Baker Teens. Now, any child can participate, but our children are going to take over our positions, ultimately run this place, and our children need to know how to be proficient adults. So Miss Cynthia Grimes has flyers, and she is welcome at this point to just come up for about 30 seconds and make a comment about her event this Saturday.
Thank you all for having me here tonight. I'm Cynthia Grimes, as she said. I'm the director of the Baker Heritage Museum. And the Baker Heritage Museum has been here forever. But I came up with the idea of adulting some teens with some skills that they will need moving forward during their pivotal years of middle school, high school, and thereafter. So on June 7th, there will be a adulting teen program. It's going to be from 4 till 6 o'clock, and it will include some basic sewing skills, table etiquette, personal grooming, financial literacy, and some basic auto mechanics that will be taught to them. So if you are interested in having your 8th through 12th grader come out and venture into some of those skills, please, you can have the flyers are out there and you can scan for your registration. All right? So thank you all and have a great evening.
Thank you very much, Ms. Cynthia. There's something that was discovered in our agenda on our Chromebooks as opposed to our agenda here. And Ms. Sibley, I would like you to give explanation to this. Janitorial and chemical supplies, maybe you said it, and maybe we overlooked it. Mrs. Joseph just brought this to our attention.
She did already. We just need to vote on it.
Yes.
Because it wasn't included.
It was a separate item for the janitorial supplies.
Yeah, she explained.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So yes, it wasn't ma'am. Included in our agenda.
Right. Yes, ma'am. It's
in here. It was just separate.
Okay.
Well, I think the confusion might be you mentioned two companies that weren't part of the motion that I was sent. So that was the HD and somebody else.
Right. That's for the janitorial supplies. You have the child nutrition bid, and then you have the janitorial supply bid. For the janitorial supply bid, HD Supply, Economical, and Unipack were awarded items.
So do they need to make the motion and include those additional companies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Butler made the motion. Okay.
Thank you.
We're just going to take a step back here, point of order, to just take a step back and just to redo that motion. Are we in order to do that way?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All righty, we're just going to go back, and Ms. Butler is going to make that motion again, and Ms. Prophet second. Ms. Butler?
I motion for approval of Prairie Farms Dairy, bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporations for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supply for supply products for the period, and HD Supply Facilities Maintenance, and Unipack Corporation for the period July 1st, 2024 to June 30th, 2025.
Thank you for the motion, Ms. Butler. May I get a second now?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet for the approval of Prairie Farms Dairy bid for milk and milk products, Pond Food Corporation for frozen foods and processed foods, and Economical Paper and Janitorial Supplies for supply products for the period and supply products, and HD Supply Facilities Maintenance and Unipac Corporation for the period July 1, 2024 to June 30th, 2025. Okay. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Joseph, thank you for bringing that to our attention. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of contract amendment with CSRS. Oh, sorry. I'm going a little bit ahead of myself. Consideration and approval of change order number 8 for Baker High School construction project. Are there any comments from the public before Mr. Lewis comes to speak on it, or you want to wait until he gives you a little bit more explanation? Okay. We have Ms. Naomi Guy. Would you like to comment now? Go to the podium. Thank you, darling.
Is that's a beautiful building, but you all going to have to do something with that front part. Now, let me say this. You all can start a campaign. If funds is a problem, you all have a lot of Baker alumni who want to see that changed. I drove that city bus up here for years, and I talked to some of my little riders here today who are Baker High alumni. So that's all I want to say. Just, you know, make it look, it's a beautiful building, but if you don't do something with that front, your building, and even if it become a historical building, it still could be changes made, and it's not going to stop it from being a historical building.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Guy. Good advice. Mr. Clayton Morrison. Hello.
Good evening. My name is Clayton Morrison. My address is 13310 Hector Drive, Buckwood Terrace Subdivision. And first of all, I'd like to say that I'm so happy to see that our students will be able to return to the high school this year. Hopefully the project is still on schedule. But my comment reflects the same thing this young lady said. The front entrance. It was said at our last, at the May meeting, one of the members of the project team, that front entrance, the wall there, would be pressure washed and preserved. Looking at that, and other people, members of my subdivision, have seen that, and it's an eyesore. It really needs to be something else done, where it's painted with school colors and the school colors or something, but we need to make a change with that. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Lewis.
Board President Burgess, members of the board, and Superintendent Schroeder, thank you again for having CSR represent you guys during the improvements to Baker High School. Again, as Ms. Burgess has mentioned, we're here to present change order 8, but we do want to say again the project remains on budget, or I'm sorry, remains on time, and we are getting the kids into school for August. You'll see in the contract terms, they do extend beyond that time, but the contractor is guaranteed. It's just items for the site work and some other items, but students will be in for August. Last board meeting, we did present change order 7. We were able to accept a lot of credits from removing some of the screens that are not really provide much function, just more aesthetics to the building. And so this change order 8, we have about 8 items that were unforeseen items that we would recommend. And then because we have a change order A and a B version for 8, again, it's consideration of removing some of those screens to accept that credit to offset the cost of change order 8. If you want, I can go through each line item and maybe discuss those. Again, I'll go through the items that we feel like are required. RFC 69 is some unforeseens, revising price for road and paving at rear of site. These are some unforeseens based on the independent testing of Terracon. The soil conditions require thicker slab. So what we did in this RFC is we also deducted some pavement that we felt like was not required to kind of offset this cost again. This was $136,101. RFC 71, adding exterior paint work at Building A for $20,078. This is kind of in line with what you guys were requesting. Again, we were trying to paint and make sure all the painted surfaces that were original to the building had an upgraded look to it so that, again, everything has a nice clean finish. 72R, Building D, new rooftop units for $67,105. This is the auditorium building. Because the building was set vacant for a few years, we found that that HVAC was not working. So this is to make sure that the HVAC is working.
That was the BAM building.
Oh, sorry, BAM building. Thank you. RFC 77, cost modification for ductwork to fit some ceiling conditions in Building A. We had found that the design called for one large ductwork, but because of some existing conditions with the structure, they weren't able to sneak in this ductwork, so we ended up going with two smaller ones just so we could maximize that ceiling height. That value is $6,458. In the new student dining area, with the, there was a VE that was originally accepted, a few change orders before this one. And this is just a residual condition going to that acoustical ceiling tile system, making the two sort of planes work. We had to add this fur down so that you wouldn't see the seam. And it's just more of an aesthetic thing, but we feel like it's just residual from that VE. And so we knocked down that price to $6,071. It was a lot higher originally. RFC 80, in the locker rooms, when I think there were some walls that were removed, they found that there was different slab elevations. So the contractor had to spend a lot of time grinding and leveling those floors because the concrete slabs were at different elevations. That add was $15,955. And again, going into the credits to help offset this cost, we accepted some paving changes in the front to minimize that scope of work. So that savings was about $60,401. And then also associated with that same scope of work was a landscaping credit for $7,757. So again, we have two options. And if you can go to the next item on, I think it's called board. The renderings.
You want to look at the rendering first?
Yes, rendering first. And so if you can see, what we're recommending is, again, previous change order 7, the board accepted the removal of the screens on the left-hand side. It's just a metal screen that, you know, again, it serves more of an aesthetic function than actual structural. But we removed them on the backside and accepted about $100,000 credit. By removing these in the front, you'd accept a $90,000 credit. If not, you know, the price ends up being about, you know, it's a difference about $100,000 if you either keep the screens or remove them. And so So this is the version with the screens. And again, on the left-hand side, you'll see the kind of perforated screens. Yes, thank you for highlighting it. And then as it is now, you'll just see the structural columns, which are tube steel, and they'll be painted to match the other metal on the project. And so, again, this is the version that you'll see. So this is what it looks like today. Again, we were kind of holding these credits. Again, we wanted to make sure that we were able to, you know, address all unforeseen items, and we feel like this is an option to keep those costs down.
So you have, the board has two options. You have a change order that includes those screens, which is currently part of the project. That is option A, and that cost is $197,558. If you decide you don't like that amount and you want to remove the screens, then you can remove the screens from the project, and this change order would be $93,463.
Okay, I have a question. On the screens, is that just the design in the window, or is that
it's mounted outside of the walkway? And so again, you know, there's concern about it. If you can see on this rendering, like, I might just go and point to it.
It's not really unnecessary to be. She have a question as well.
I have a question. I noticed, too, that it's basically all glass. Is that glass, is like, where it can be tinted or from keep from the heat or what?
The overhang does help with that. Yes, ma'am. It's it is a tempered glass that has a tint to it. Again, it's a double pane glass system, so it is going to be insulated. It's, I forget the orientation, but I think the sun does not impact this area. I'll have to check it again, but I'm pretty sure the overhang helps out with any heat gain.
I'd like to ask a question in reference to the brown brick that goes across the front. I know Brian Budd is the one that was working on this project, and now it's going to be you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what is the verdict? Are you going to investigate that and check and give us additional information as to what you're going to do? Because I know a lot, so I've had so many people complain to me, and I'm the one brought it up at the last meeting, mm-hmm. that it looks horrible.
And so is this on the existing building?
It's on the existing building
concrete.
A,
yes,
where they have the brown, whatever they call it.
Yes, ma'am. Poured-in-place concrete, that's kind of the vertical.
Like kind yes, of ma'am. Concrete
yes,
stuff
ma'am.
That has been up there, I guess, as long as the school has been in existence. Mm-hmm. And it that color, I don't care how much they wash it down
right.
or whatever, my personal opinion, which might mean nothing, it looks a hot mess.
Yes.
So, but I've had numerous constituents tell me that it looks like the old school with that brown stuff on there.
Sure. So, yes.
May I have something to say? As a graduate myself of Baker, that's the boys' gym you're talking about as well. But we cannot, and I'm sure, as a contractor, cannot pressure wash until everything is completed, especially the dirt work, the groundwork, because it's going to fly back up on the building. This is not like the kids are going back next month or two more weeks. They still have time to pressure wash and repaint, because that's nothing hard, especially pressure washing and then painting, because I'm sure we have more than five people that would be doing this.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
I need clarification
sure.
on when they say pressure wash. When I've been told when they pressure wash, it's going to stay like that. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's still going to be a concrete. You know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
It needs to be painted for something where it matches the school colors or something to bring it out.
Sure. I think to Ms. Butler's point, if we were able to sort of kick this can down just a little bit later, and just because, again, you'll see the landscaping is going to help to kind of hide and disguise some of this. The reason why we would recommend you not paint it at this time is if you do change the appearance of any historical building, you do lose the option of getting going after some of those credits in the future, if that's something that you guys would want to do. But we would recommend just maybe just waiting, you know, because, again, this is something that can easily be done much later in the project and doesn't impact the completion or.
I know.
I understand there's not any difference in the price of painting it because the painting is already there.
If
they paint it independent on the color.
Right. The painting of those walls or those facades are not in the project, and so that would be additional scope. So it's not in the project right now, but it is something that could be added and could look, you know, be looked into later on.
So, like I said, my concern is a constituent.
Sure.
Totally dissatisfied with
sure.
being pressure washed and staying there.
Right.
So for the board to change it, the board has to vote as a 5-member board on it. I understand there may be some different opinions on it, but, you know, the board can certainly direct Lewis to look into to see what the cost of that painting is, but that has to come from the board as a whole and not individual board members.
Yes, that'll be something to look at. Something to look at into that, for us changing it, painting it, or.
I don't think it should be painted.
I mean, I know it can be.
Because it's not like those bricks. That's a historical part of Baker. That's going to be the only thing besides the auditorium once we start on that. That's going to leave the historical side of Baker High School, because everything else is brand new.
Right.
Everything. So where the boys' gym was, if they pressure wash that, I'm sure it's going to come out tremendously. Like I said before, I've been in construction for 21 years, you guys. 21, 22 years going on this year. And I may not understand all what they do, but majority of the thing, it takes common sense. You know, when you building a house and painting a house, what you going to do last? You're going to pressure wash first and then paint. That's the very last thing you have to do. The ground going to be laid down, concrete, whatever. But the last thing you do on a house or any building, you're going to pressure wash and then paint. And I don't think the bricks should be painted on building A, because I feel like that's the historical part of Baker High that we will remember, and the office part is connected to that, because everything else is brand new.
And I'd just like to make, I have another question after I make a statement. In reference to that, the majority of the people up here in Baker have wanted the building leveled, so it wouldn't have been there if it was leveled and done the way people really, constituents really wanted it. And what's the issue with the bats up in the auditorium?
You know, I'm not familiar with the full story of the bats. I know we were working on a pest control system for it. I can look into that and see if it's been eradicated.
We
have a contract with the company that's taking care of the bats.
We're in cleanup mode right now.
Perfect. Okay, so it is completed. Okay,
yes.
Great.
It's complete.
And they still complete. It's not quite.
That's not what
they're in process of getting it all removed. Okay.
Well, it is,
moving.
Mrs. Perkins.
I don't know. That's why I asked. I heard it was bad steel up in there.
No, ma'am. They're cleaned out. Everything is about to get cleaned out from the restoration of that. Baker is an old, the school, the name, Baker High, is mid-50s, meaning the Historical Society Preservation, we have to think about the outcome of that. What is that going to look like, or what do we want that to look like? And so do your research on historical buildings. There is opportunity for services regarding those buildings that are old. Every last one of our schools in its name is late 50s, early 60s. And so we have to think about that and give that some consideration as well. I don't really know, personally, I don't really know what the decision needs to be. I just know one thing, and I think we all can agree that we want everything to look really good. It may not look spick and brand new on all surfaces, but for it to really, really look good, that's what we want.
If I may, I just wanted to add, and it hasn't been said, I'm sure it's been said in many board member meetings before, but that original piece of Baker High School was designed by A. Hayes Towne, the most famous architect ever in Louisiana and one of the most famous architects in American history. And I'm sure that that is why that piece has been preserved, and like many of these board members have said, the Historical Society, if you take all that out, it'll never be able to be preserved in that state there. So, but many people need to know that the most famous architect American, almost in Louisiana history for sure, and in America, one of the most famous architects designed that school.
That's important to know.
And I do know we had discussions about possibly pressure washing the outside of the auditorium, and because it's a historical building, we could not. And so in the discussions about building A, it's a pretty big decision for a board to take a building or remove a building from possible consideration of a historic marker. And so depending on what you do to that building could depend on whether or not it's allowed to be named as a historical building.
And, you know, when you think about it, I don't know how many of you know this, but the entire city of Baker is old. I have a book, and the name of the book is The First 100 Years of Baker. So we're heading up to about 150 years as a city. And so there are certain things we as leaders need to pay attention to, in that we have that value and we have that significance as being an old city. So I would like to ask Mr. Lewis to make sure that this project comes in on budget or under budget. If there are any other change orders, make sure no increases as much as possible are involved.
And so I want to say, you know, that painting this or not painting it, you know, it's not going to change the end date of the project. And I think what Lewis was trying to say was, you know, if the project finishes and the board really looks at the building and says, no, we don't like this, then at that point I think you can have some discussions about, you know, what do we want to do and how does it affect the status of the building in terms of a historical marker.
Go ahead.
So even if you paint it, so if that building was a historical building, we would not be able to pressure wash it. And so what I'm saying is that if you paint it, it might possibly, yeah. So what I'm saying is there has to be some research to say, if you paint it, does it remove that building from being considered as a historical building?
Yeah. Is there a board member that would like to take this on as a project as it relates to? No, I was just wondering, is there a board member that would like to take this on to research the Historical Society preservation as opposed to what can be done the year that Baker High School was built? Is there a board member that would like to take on that?
Well, and you might even find that, you know, that with the work that's already been done to that building, that it's not possible. I'm just saying, you know, that that this is a decision that could be a decision that affects future board, so, you know, make the decision with as much knowledge as you can.
Exactly.
Hey, Mr. McCaslin?
Get that school rent and get
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. McCaskill. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us back on point. Okay. we need them.
Get what I was asking about the closet, the janitor's closet.
Yeah, this discussion is not part of change order 8, so we're off of the agenda a little bit.
Okay, let's get on this thing because this is going something.
Okay. We need a motion.
For what?
Getting ready to tell you.
I motion for approval of change order number 8 for the Baker High School construction project.
The board needs to decide whether you're going to go with option A or option B.
Option A is?
$197,558, and so that is with the screens?
With the screens.
And then B is without the screens.
Okay.
And that would be reduced to $93,463.
So as a point of order, this needs 2 votes or just 1?
I think you just need to specify which change order option you're going to adopt or motion.
Okay. All righty. Okay, may I get a motion for option A or option B for the change order number 8 to the Baker High School construction project?
Okay. I motion for the change order B.
Mike's staying off, huh? Okay. Now, B is the one where we're removing the screen, correct? Okay.
Ready for your motion?
She just motioned it, didn't she?
Let me see, put it back up.
It's going to look like the rendering on the left-hand side.
Okay.
So
it's the rendering on the back.
Oh, it's going to look like on the right. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what, that this is without the screens.
That's without it.
And to the right is with the screens.
And go to the other one? That's okay. I still say B.
Okay, what is your motion?
I second it.
Okay. All righty. We have a motion for Plan B, which is to remove the screens for change order 8 for the Baker High School project. We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Mrs. Joseph. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Butler, Ms. Butler, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess, yes. The motion carries for the approval of change order number 8 for the Baker High School project, Plan B. Thank you, board members. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of contract amendment with CSRS for grant work. Yes, Mr. Lewis.
All right, this is an extension to the grants management component to the 2016 flood. This is capturing the furniture and content, and so the extension of this contract is all eligible through FEMA reimbursement.
Okay. And I want to add to that, we're gonna ask that grant team to see if there's any money that can be recouped as part of the stadium.
Absolutely, and there's no additional cost with this amendment to CSRS contract. And these are some top-notch staff that we're dealing with as it relates to getting FEMA funding and making things easier for us. Are there any comments from the members of the public as it relates to consideration and approval of contract amendment with CSRS for grant work. Any board member comments?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. On the grant Mr. Schroeder was speaking of, that is for the, you talking about the football field?
That's correct. I don't know that the football field was included as part of the original FEMA project, so I'd like this grant team to look to work with FEMA to see if we can include, you know, possibly the locker rooms under the old home side that, you know, was part of the flood that probably should have been included in the FEMA project.
Okay.
We need all of that.
May I get a motion for the approval of a contract amendment with CSRS for grant work? I need a motion.
I motion consideration and approval for the contract amendment with CSRS for grant work.
May I have a second?
Second.
The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
The motion carries for approval of a contract amendment with CSRS for grant work. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. The next agenda item, consideration and approval of a Baker High School field trip to attend College and Career Tech Academy camp in Atlanta, Georgia. Ms. Nelson.
Hello. My name is Nakia Nelson, and I am the CTE at Baker High School. And I've been listening to a lot of the things that everyone is saying, and one of the things that mostly everyone wants to see is growth. And I can tell you that the CTE program has been growing a lot this year. So not only did we have our CNA babies that had certifications, I had 15 young gentlemen that got certified in the level one of welding. And so this summer, we took a survey to see what were some of the things that our students are interested in as far as their careers and going to college. We all know that everybody is not college material.
Correct.
And so therefore, even with them not being able to go to college, we still need to make sure that they are ready and prepared for the world. This year, Dr. Smothers said that we needed to come away from the STEM program and do something more educational so that way we can equip our children with the things that they need. So this year's program is called the College and Career Tech Academy Camp. And you have the agenda, the itinerary before you, but I want to let you know some of the things that they're going to be doing this summer, which is going to lead up to our vacation, not a vacation, our field trip to Atlanta. So that first week, which we start on tomorrow, we're going to do career preparations. And so we're going to do college and career collages to kind of see where they are, what they want to do. And then that way from there, we'll be able to place them in the right places. Because sometimes we just put children where we think they want to be, and they're not successful. So we need to make sure that we're paying attention to them and what they want so we can provide them with that. And so we have building, resume building, interviews, mock interviews. And then that second week is college planning. So each one of our staff members has taken a week, and they planned that week out. And they are going to get the assistance of the other staff to help them build that up. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays are more so our field trip days. We're going to be going to the HBCUs in New Orleans. That's Dillard and Xavier. We're also going to be going to the Paul Mitchell hair salon studio in New Orleans as well. We have the Panhellenic that's going to come and teach our children about the different Greeks. They need to know all of this information. Sometimes not having the correct information steers them from not doing something. So we're going to provide them with all of the things that we feel like they need to have. Then we have a financial literacy week. Oh, baby, do they need that? And sometimes I need it too. And so we're going to make sure that we're keeping them on the right track. We have Junior Achievement that's behind us that has given us a workbook that we can work with them, that teaches them about budgeting and saving and not getting credit cards or getting a credit card and knowing how to use it to do your interest rates and stuff like that. And that week we're going to take field trips to different banks and financial institutions. Then the next week is personal growth week. Tell me what you think of when you think of personal growth.
It's something that you want to do for yourself and exceed in and something that you're interested in that you want to pursue.
Correct. And we all need to grow. Mm-hmm. Even though you might be a certain age or already in the field that you want to be in, we all need to grow. And on that week, we're going to teach our children how to grow, how to take the right steps to do what needs to be done, and how to do it, when to do it, when not to do it. We're going to take that week, and we're also going to have a volunteer day. Chief Dunn has going to provide meals for them. We're going to take 5 hours that day, split the children up, and go into three different sections. We're going to be at the fire department. Some are going to be at the city, and others are going to be at the daycare center. And they're going to volunteer, and they're going to see, because that's going to help them grow, because they're going to now see the needs of others and become more compassionate and become more involved inside of their communities, and that's what we want. And then after that, we have a field trip. And so, again, because of all the students we have, we're going to take them and break them up so that way it keeps their attention. We're going to go to yoga. That's a personal growth because we all need to be healthy. We also are going to Southern University to the ag department. And then for our welding babies, they're going to go to the Stu compound to see more. Because now they just got their level one, and right now they can make about $20 an hour, but they need to go a step further. So we're going to take them to the Stu compound so that way they can see what needs to be done to get to level two. We have different presentations and guests that's going to come in out throughout the summer. And then on that last week, we are doing an internship and a showcase. And so on that Monday and Tuesday, the children, again, are going to be divided up, and they're going to internship at different places. So far, they are going to the Veterans Affairs Center. That's in New Orleans. They're going to go to the Baton Rouge Fire Department, and they're going to go to the 19th Judicial District Courthouse. And this is going to allow them the opportunities to see what actually goes on outside of Baker. We love Baker, but we want our children to be able to have the different experiences and the knowledge and things that they need. And then on that last day, we're going to have a showcase where the children can show you exactly what it is that they learned. And after that, we want to take our children to Atlanta, Georgia. It's a field trip, but it's also an opportunity, again, as I said, to get them outside of Vegas. If you have the itinerary in front of you, it shows you each day we're going to go to different places. We're going to go to colleges. This is a college and career camp, so we've got to provide them, again, with knowledge on different colleges. We're going to Clark Atlanta and to Morehouse. They wouldn't let us go to Spelman because they only want girls to come and visit because it's an all-girls college, but that was okay. We're going to go to Morehouse, and we're also going to go to Clark Atlanta. We're going to go and visit the Coca-Cola plant. That gives them opportunities. A lot of different things come out of the Coca-Cola plant. We have the local Coca-Cola plant here that they visited sometime before, but they need to see the broader things. And that's what we're hoping to do and give the children this experience. They also, see, CNN is closed. Did y'all know that? I went to the CNN place in Atlanta when I was smaller and loved it and thought that our babies would, but it's closed. But that's okay. We also have where we're going to go to the historical, the Civil Rights National Historical, and then on our way out and back to Baker, we are going to go to the Hall of Fame Football Center. So I want to ask you guys to please allow our children this opportunity, this experience that they can carry and treasure. As of right now, we have 56 children signed up in our camp. I'm not sure if all 56 are going to be going because, of course, we want to make sure that they come to camp every day. Like, we have different stipulations And so we just want to ask that y'all give our children that opportunity to experience Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so very much.
But what is the date?
Is July the 8th through the 11th. So the 8th is a traveling day there, and the 11th is a traveling day back. So that Tuesday and Wednesday are when we're doing all of our things.
Any board member comments, questions?
Will you guys be going to MLK or no?
Yes, ma'am. That's a part of the Civil Rights Historical.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The house is closed, but we'll be able to experience some other things.
The church and everything?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good.
Underground?
Ma'am.
The underground?
The underground is closed.
The underground is closed.
Yes.
Yeah, they're closed.
Okay.
When I was looking for all of that stuff, I was like, oh, my God, those are the things that I loved when I was smaller. But that's okay. We're going to make sure that this trip is very memorable for them.
They've been closed a few years.
Very good. All righty. Thank you
Thank you very much.
May I get a motion for the approval of a Baker High School field trip to attend College and Career Tech Academy camp in Atlanta, Georgia, July 8th through the 11th.
I motion in consideration for the field trip to Atlanta, Georgia, July 8th through 11th.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of Baker High School field trip to Atlanta College to attend College and Career Tech Academy camp in Atlanta, Georgia. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of a Baker High School field trip to attend College and Career Tech Academy camp in Atlanta, Georgia. Information items, you're very welcome. Superintendent's report on personnel.
Yep, so you have my report in your packet. It's a short list, but I wanted to have her briefly introduce herself, our new HR supervisor and special education supervisor, Ms. Tiffany Burney.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
My name is Tiffany Burney. I come to you by way of Atlanta, Georgia. I've been in Louisiana since about 2017. I was recruited from Atlanta, worked in Shreveport a couple of years ago, and then I came to the Baton Rouge area, and I've been in Baton Rouge since about 2019. I'm very excited to be here with y'all. Just a little bit about myself. I am a veteran of the United States Army. That was my first career, and so happened a lot of us don't pick education sometimes, it kind of picks you. And as I was exploring options, it picked me. And I didn't know I would be good at education, never thought about it. But I walked into a classroom about 22 years ago, and I never left. And so therefore, it has just given me a lot, even though a lot of people say I give a lot to education myself. But it has given me a lot because I see myself in the children that I serve. I tell people all the time, my story, I am that child that went from pillar to post and didn't have somewhere to lay their head. That child that had a mother that was on drugs and had school attendance problems because sometimes I couldn't make it to school. At the end of the day, we all, not all of us, but I know that I serve a just God.
Yes.
Because he still gave me so many opportunities in that. I'll be graduating, I get emotional, but I'll be graduating with my doctorate. And so in spite of all that I have been through, I have been able to be successful in education. So I would like to say thank you for the opportunity to serve children. I love working with the kids. It's my passion. So if you have any questions, if you have any tips that you want to give to me, feel free to stop by and say, hey, Ms. Burney, I just
to say welcome to Baker. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Smothers, do you want to give just a very brief snapshot of the of Saturday? The
as she comes, I want to, Ms. Burney, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and I look forward to working with you. I do want to say to Mr. Stroder, I did not get the information on the personnel change. I didn't see it in the packet either. But when we get information, please let it be timely and accurate, because I didn't know she was even a part of it until I asked the question and you answered it in
yep.
the email.
It's in this packet right here.
Welcome aboard.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, Board President, to share the excitement that we had here on Saturday.
Yes.
It was such a pleasure to be, of course, with our team. And I want to say that it was all of our team that came together to make this such a wonderful event, the job fair. Ms. Portia DeQueer led the efforts on the job fair, and I cannot express enough all the ways and times I'm in the hallway just celebrating her for the great work. We also had our team, Mrs. Bailey, Mrs. Stewart, everyone, Mrs. Sibley, Mr. Jones, everyone came together to me, and definitely Ms. Prophet was with us. So it was an exciting day. We had so many to come out to express their interest in the City of Baker school system, and that in itself was wonderful. We were doing on-the-spot interviews. We had so many outstanding candidates that came out. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Ms. Hill was with. We were all together making it happen. And when I tell you we are building Baker forward, it's really happening. So I'm excited to share the outcomes of our, you know, job fair. We're looking forward to, you know, doing this event again. But the first one, I tell you, it was phenomenal. So anyway, congrats to the team.
Amen.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Do we want to do it?
Lewis, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Okay. Announcements? Do we have any more announcements? Okay, the date of our next meeting is July 2nd, 2024. Board comments? Ms. Monique Butler.
As of August 3rd, 2024, Ms. Barbara Carpenter, the state representative, will be doing the school drive here this year. Have to get back with you on the time. If I'm not mistaken, she said like from 9 to 12. But I will let you know at the next meeting.
Thank you very much.
What's that date?
August 3rd, because the kids go back on the 8th.
Back to school event.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Any other board comments? All righty.
I do have a couple of questions, and I'm going to give this after I read it so everybody, for transparency, I'll give it to Mr. Stroder. Can you give us an update on the summer remediation for the third and fourth grade students as required by law? And the second question is, have we started to think about a plan for those students who are going to the third grade that scored below basic on DIBELS, because by law, all third graders who scored below the benchmark on DIBELS would be retained beginning the 2024-25 school year. And I think all the parents and everybody need to know that so they can work with the children, and the school needs to have a plan on that. Thank you.
All righty. May I get an adjournment? May I have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Prophet to adjourn this meeting. Thank you all so much for coming. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Let me call for the vote.
The 8. Oh.
Call for the vote.
Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. This meeting is adjourned.
She loves to cook. It's regular food.
Yeah. You know me.